The Power FM Brekkie Show.
One of my favourite games of all time and one of the biggest sources of arguments in our household growing up was the game Monopoly.
Yeah, I feel like that's just Australian families in general, Jules. It is a great game, such a fun game, but it's a game that goes on for so long that for kids with short attention spans, tensions get high and fights do break out.
Yeah, of course they do. Especially in our family because I was always a cheater.
I was just about to ask that question. How would you cheat, Jules? Would you steal money from the bank?
Just
sneak it while someone goes to the toilet?
Pretty much. I mean, my brother and I would play and he was 4.5 years younger than me.
So he didn't know what was going on.
I'd just be dominating the whole time.
You could just make up rules as you went.
It's brilliant. And we heard a couple of years ago that they actually ditched one of the playing pieces. So the iron went to the wayside and they voted on a new one. The
cat
was introduced.
Which I think that's good stuff, Hasbro. Really, really cashing in on the popularity of cats at the moment.
Well, smart move there. They've decided to ditch another three, which was quite a surprise to me.
Yeah, they've had a massive vote. Millions of people have voted. They've ditched some old favourites, Jules. They've gotten rid of the boot, the thimble and the wheelbarrow. Now,
yep.
I'll be honest, the thimble was crap.
Oh, I didn't mind the thimble.
Did you like the thimble?
Yeah.
What was the point of the thimble?
It's a bit cute.
But thimbles don't move. Like a boot moves, a wheelbarrow moves. A thimble just goes on the end of someone's finger to protect them from needles.
Yeah, I didn't mind that one. I think the wheelbarrow, it's probably about time they ditched that one.
Oh, see, I thought the wheelbarrow was okay. I loved the fact that you could put stuff in it and carry it. Like you didn't because it was tiny, but I love the idea of it. But the replacements are kind of exciting, Jules.
Yeah, so they had a whole bunch of replacement ideas. You had to vote on them. So they had lots of different ones. Like they had thongs there. They had cameras, mobile phones, TV sets, trumpets, typewriters, clocks. But the ones that have been voted in have been the T-Rex, a rubber ducky and a penguin.
Do you have a favourite out of the new three?
Yeah, rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky.
Looks really cute.
It is kind of cute, but I'm going for the T-Rex. If I am ever playing a game of Monopoly that's got these new pieces, how cool does the T-Rex? How detailed? Like, it's not like a crappy cartoon T-Rex. It's all, like, veiny and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't like it.
It's too detailed.
I like them streamlined.
Scared you off a little bit.
So that's why the rubber ducky looks great.
My concern, it does have nice smooth edges, doesn't it? My concern for the T-Rex, Jules, is it looks very top-heavy. Like, I'm worried my little token's going to keep falling over during the game.
It might.
And there's nothing worse, nothing annoys me more when I'm playing a game of Monopoly and one of the other players doesn't care which way up their token is. They just kind of pick it up and count the things and then slap it down. It's like the dog and it's on its side. And I think, just put him upright.
Yeah.
How hard is it? The T-Rex will be doing that all the time.
Chris being OCD with Monopoly.
A little bit.
Good times.
Come play Monopoly at my house.
Anyway, if you want to get the Monopoly game with these brand new pieces, they're not available till September, so I can imagine that's going to be on lots of Christmas lists this year.
Yeah, they've planned it well, haven't they?
Yeah.
Get it on the Christmas rush. All the people who already own a version of Monopoly but want the new tokens.
Exactly.
They're going to be doubling up, the silly fools.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.